You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Investor Show. As always, this is your host, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time. I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So how's it going out there this week? This is a live, fresh podcast that's coming out to everybody. You know, I want to first say welcome us to Spotify. That is right. We are now on Spotify. A couple months ago was on, got added to iHeartRadio and all other great stuff like that. So definitely glad to see the show getting put out on different other brands. But I know you guys didn't tune in to hear that. I'm just sitting back here to talk about you know, Warren Buffett and his 10-year bet. And the reason why I'm going to highlight this is that hopefully that it puts perspective into all new, current, and future investors out there who are looking to invest into the stock market. If you don't know who Warren Buffett is, he's regarded as one of the greatest investors, or the greatest investors of our time. And he, you know, so he's heavily regarded. His words mean a lot, especially going into the investing world. And he's somebody that one of the individuals that I read and look up to and look at his life and things like that or whatnot, you know. And it's not really because of, hey, he has a lot of money or whatever. It's more so that the guy's 87 years old and he's been investing probably like two or three times my lifetime. So with that, that's things that you just can't pick up a book and read. It's something called experience. Experience, you know, for the people out there listening, you know, it means, yes, I can pick up a book and read about something, but it's a different story when you talk to people who actually lived it, who went through it, who saw it, who talked to people, who knew the feelings and what was going on around it versus just reading about it in a newspaper or something, or reading about it in a book, or hearing about it, or watching a video about it. You know, it's something that in life you can just learn things from older people. That's why, you know, people say I got an old soul or I'm wise beyond years. Because I like to sit and just listen to old people talk because they've been through a lot. So, but not to sway off of the conversation a little bit, the 10-year bet, I think it started in his 2006, way before I was even thinking about investing. Probably at this time, I'm probably 20, 21 years old or something like that. And just really have no clue or no idea about the world of investing. But at this time, he spoke about hedge funds. For people who don't know what hedge funds are, they're pretty much where people, they're usually based out of New York and London and stuff like that, but they're all over the world where people put their money into and someone manages it and whatever the case may be. So it's really just a big fund. And what these funds do is they are very big in nature. You know, some of them are millions and billions of dollars or whatnot. And how they make their money is they get 2% of what they make, and they get 2% of whatever they manage, and they get 20% of whatever they gain on. And Warren Buffett saw these hedge funds, and he said, "Hey, you know what? These things are not good. They don't act in the best interest of the client. And the clients, instead of investing in hedge funds, they'll be better off investing into the S&P 500." He put that out there, and he spoke about, you know, he didn't speak about them in the best light. So one hedge fund manager, I think his name was Ted, and his company was called Pristine something or whatever. And he came up with the idea. He said, "Hey, you know what? You know, I'll take on the bet." They took a 10-year bet where they bet $1 million. The $1 million would go to the best, donation of their choice, and to see who could outperform the S&P 500. Could the hedge fund win in 10 years, or would the S&P 500 win in 10 years? So I think it was roughly about five hedge funds, And the origin of the bet was, hey, look, we're going to put money here, and we're going to see who's going to outperform who over a span of 10 years. And the hedge fund took it. Now, you got to think about it. Hedge funds are usually managed by very elite people. What I mean by elite people, we're talking about people who go off to Harvard and Yale and who manage hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars. We're not talking about Ted and John who just open up a TD Ameritrade at home and just trade some stocks every now and then. So I want to put this in perspective that hedge funds are heavily regarded to as being some of the most pristine people that we have out there in the investing world. So, you know, these guys are coming from some of the top firms in the world. I mean, from the top schools in the world. They have the best connections. They have the best technology. They have the best resources, the research and analysis, where they actually know people at Google. They know people at Amazon. So they know big, huge banks. They have all type of data. This is their whole job, is to beat the market. And Buffett said, hey, with your fee structure, I want to see how you're going to match up against the S&P 500. So what happened was Buffett invested $320,000. The guy invested Ted invested $320,000. We came up to $640,000. And they put it inside of a 10-year bond that was supposed to mature to $1 million in 10 years. And what happened was this money was supposed to mature to $1 million in 10 years. But in 2012, the interest rates on bonds took a hit. They went down. So Buffett said, hey, let's take the rest of our remaining money and let's buy Class B shares of Berkshire Hathaway. And what's going to happen is with those Class B shares of Berkshire Hathaway is as those shares grow higher, right? If we miss $1 million in the next 10 by 2017, whatever we miss it by, I will cover it. So if they ended up with $800,000, he's going to pay $1 million, whatever the case may be. But it ended up turning into like $2.2 million. And the results came out with Warren Buffett, S&P 500 ended up winning by a landslide. And the hedge funds, they compounded about 2% annually, but the stock market compounded about 8% annually. So as you can see, that is a massive difference between the two. And he did that to prove that, hey, listen, for everybody that's out there with all these crazy investment techniques, with all these crazy things, trying to beat the market, stuff like that or whatnot, in the long run, they're going to lose. So with people out there who are building their portfolios, who are saying, hey, you know, I want to throw this stock and throw this, throw some Bitcoin in there, throw some of this in there, throw this Amazon, Google, and blah, blah, to build a portfolio. My thing is, what the biggest takeaway I had from that was that, majority of your portfolio, I would say roughly 70%, depending on if you're aggressive long-term, short-term. But if you're a long-term person and you're an aggressive person, I think about 70-80% of your portfolio should be the straight S&P 500 added with a couple technology stocks, right? And then if you want to make it a little bit more aggressive, you can throw in some things like a Bitcoin, or you can like option trade or something like that or whatnot. Because the point that he pointed out was that, hey, regardless of how the hedge fund performed, it gets 2%. Then when it gets something right, it gets 20%. So the hedge fund manager, they're in a position to where they win, and their clients in a position to where they're constantly going to lose. So that's why he made the bet. Now, on top of that, the hedge funds came back and said, hey, you know, this decade is not an indication of all hedge fund, which is obvious. But he said, hey, you know, the market went into a very bullish year, and hedge funds had a time in a decade where they didn't perform that well. So you combine those two together, it played heavily into Warren Buffett's favor. But Warren Buffett was like, hey, ha ha ha, told you so. And he's been around a long time. He's 87 years old, been investing since the 40s and stuff like that or whatnot. Way, you know, before my parents were even born, you know, he was already investing. So that experience says a lot. You know, that experience says a lot. And the takeaway and the reason why I'm sharing that with you is to tell you, when you're out there trying to beat the market, when you're out there investing, when you're in your portfolio, when you look at things, yes, you may beat the market 1 year. Yes, you may beat it 2 years, just like the hedge fund did. They didn't lose every year. They beat the market 1 or 2 years. You got to think about it. In 2008, the market collapsed. So, you know, they beat the market 1 or 2 or maybe even 3 years. But over time, you will lose against the S&P 500. Majority of people are professionals, lost against the S&P 500. So when I look at that, I would like to assume, hey, well, the average everyday person, they probably have a whole lot less resources and a whole lot less info and experience in hedge funds. What chance do you as a regular everyday person stand up against trying to beat the S&P 500 when you have some of the best investing and mathematical minds in the world that can't do it? So with knowing that information, use it as an edge against yourself when building your portfolio to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to put a lot of my money into the S&P 500, you know, or an index, into a major index, and buy it every single month. Every single month, I have particular money going into my index. Then on top of that, I throw in some different investments or whatnot, maybe Amazon or Google or McDonald's, to, you know, or whatnot, or, you know, an aggressive technology stock or whatnot. Then I throw some money into some bonds, you know, and I put the money in the bonds to just in case, or not just in case, but when the next stock market crash happens, I can liquidate the bonds and buy some more. It's pretty much a good place, a safe haven for cash, not a safe haven, but a better place to gain me nice interest as I wait to anticipate until the next market crash happens. So next market crash happens, I jump in and I liquidate the bonds and buy some more, what you call it, some more of the index and things like that. So when you look at people who are talking like that, when you look at everybody's out there that's listening across the globe, when you're looking at building your portfolio, when you're looking at things, consider yourself to be smart. When you build your portfolio every year, the benchmark of finance is the S&P 500. Compare your portfolio. Yes, you're going to have stocks that's going to take off. Yes, you're going to catch the hot hand. But look at the overall performance of your portfolio every year and compare it to the S&P 500 every single time, right? And that's the way you must look at it. So, but that's the thing I wanted to share. Those are my takeaways, and that's how it would apply to you. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment button wherever you're catching us around the globe. Thank you guys for staying locked in. Until next week, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.